B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia. We're not going to waste any time. The Commanders defense has Caleb Williams coming to town. And as much excitement as there is here about Jaden Daniels, the folks in Chicago are that fired up about their rookie quarterback. Right now, at the podium, Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr.
What it's supposed to look like. And so now it has to stack it. All right, it has to be every weekend. And I feel like that it will be. And so with that, I'll take any of your questions.
Differently, or was there some sort of breakthrough that led to turning the ball?
They caught the ball. Tay's play, to be honest with you, Tay had an interception in the same part of the field in practice. He didn't go score with it. And so we put it up there, hey, you're going to have opportunity on this call to go score. And it happened in the same area, and he scored with it. Forbes, man, it was just a really nice job of how he read that out. He read two going away with the coverage that we were in, was able to slide inside, and it sort of messed the receiver up because he read it so quickly. I think the receiver at the time just stopped on the route and Forrest went and got the play. So it was Jason Simmons and Tommy Donatello's just done a nice job of communicating how to pass routes and how to communicate it, and the players brought it to life. Caleb, he is a very talented young man. You see why, he was regarded the way that he's regarded coming out. I have the same respect for him. He can throw the ball from the pocket. He can throw it on the move. His arm contortion, where he can get the ball out from different angles, is really impressive. He can escape inside and outside. When he sets his feet, he can make any throw in the book. So he's a talented young player that's going to be good for a long time in this league. What they've done, offensively from the first two games to now. And so, they're not necessarily running the same concepts that they ran early on that he had some issues with. So that's where he's improved at.
I want some credit for the money.
That was a very nice catch. You know, the ball is life. Yeah. The mic is life, yeah. I probably haven't highlighted him enough coming in here. He's a very physical player. Dante's always going to play on the edge. He's going to give you everything he has. But he has real juice to be able to get to the quarterback, move the quarterback. He's a guy that I don't necessarily have to pressure with when he's on the field. I know he's on the field. We can be more of him in a four-man. I don't have to bring five elements with him on the field because he has the ability to beat the tackle. So I've been pleased with Dante, the physicality and the way that he plays. He's a lot like Oos in that way that he's always going to run through people. And if I tell him to run through that wall, he's going to hit it hard. Every game you're going to have eligibles that are premium players, and they have a number of them. You know, I think Moore is just a really good player that really hasn't got the credit over the years. He's a good catch and run guy. I've had just so many battles with 13. He's just over the years when he was at the Chargers, man, 2015, he came to Green Bay and gave us a day. And so just a lot of respect for those eligibles. And so we have to just do a good job because the running backs running well. The screens, they run the screens as good as anybody in football, especially with Swift and Moore. So, we have to make sure that we do a great job of leveraging the screens. Screens play by 11 men. You know, we have to set the edges inside out. If they get their bigs out to block our littles, our bigs got to come tackle their littles, you know. And so we have to set the edge and be ready to go from that standpoint there. I just want to continue to play consistent, you know, ball. The thing that we did probably as good in that game as getting turnovers, we didn't allow a bunch of explosives. And that came from the communication. And so if we can eliminate the explosives because we're tackling well, we're running, we're hitting, all right, and then we force the turnovers, get the ball back to our offense's hands, you know, that's going to produce wins, you know, and that's the energy that we're looking for and that we want to play with. Well, we're still looking, you know, it's still early in the process of getting him back and the fit and flow of how we're going to use him. So that's a process that we're trying to, you know, get because we're, you know, I feel that we're moving into a groove. And so we just have to make sure that we can put him in that groove and not slow anybody else down at the same time. So it's a process right now.
With Emmanuel before. It was like, what's the balance between trying to kind of grow him as a player and get the most out of him sort of long term and also have him have an impact on the field? And
well, you know, you can say Emmanuel, but it's all the players. We're trying to – first thing that we're trying to do is win, okay? And like I say each week, we're going to use the players that we feel give us the best chance to win that particular game. But we're a development team. You know, we do our EPP every day just to make sure that we're getting guys better. And Emmanuel, you know, coming out of college, had a knack for the ball. So we know he has those ball skills. But I'm not going to try to single him out or anybody else. Every player we're trying to take as far down the journey individually as we can, with the number one goal as to win that particular game. So I'm not trying to dodge your question at all, but I'm just – that's how I see it.
Obviously, you didn't coach Montez Sweat at all when he was here, but he was here for a long time. What do you appreciate about his game and kind of the pass rushing ability? And
I couldn't tell you. I haven't watched Montez. You know, when I was in Dallas, I was on the other side, and I haven't watched him at all. So,
first game without John Allen, what was your impression of – kind of the guys who stepped up and were playing on the end?
You know, we talked about, you know, that's what, you know, when you have guys that get hurt or have to miss the game, other guys have opportunity to come in and play. And I thought they played well. I thought they played as a collective. There wasn't anybody out there trying to do anything individually, staying outside of what we were doing. And that's what we're going to have to do. You have a talented player like John that you're missing. It's not going to take one player. It's going to take multiple players to fill that void. And we do have the bodies that play well. I think Phil is playing some of his best ball here as of late. I've been telling him that. It might not necessarily show up on the stat sheets, but he's a big man playing big. He's taking doubles. He's pushing people back. He's pushing the pocket. The things that we ask big people to do, he's doing it. And then Johnny, I like to see, you know, just the juice that he can bring us to keep. Well, you know, I don't think, you know, Michael has freed us up to do that as well in certain standpoints, you know. So the way that we're going to use Jordan and Frankie, you know, we've used Frankie all over the place anyway. So I don't think we've been limited much in that at this point. We use them everywhere, and whenever we need to feed the stud, we feed them. Quality. I mean, when I put the film on, we run and hit. All right, we might not be right all the time, and we're trying to get there, you know, but we run and hit people. If you put that film on from the last game, there was a play, it was a simple play that Frankie, they ran the ball to our right, and he didn't make the tackle, but he went, I think he hit the guard and whoever our shade was. He just threw his body in there, and that's what we want to be known for, you know, running, hitting, and turning the ball over. So that's what's been consistent.
B. Mitch Finley, that is Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt. Coming up next, you'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury. Nobody go anywhere.